Audio of Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's the Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. She's going to be bounding into the studio any moment now.
She got lost.
She got lost.
Yeah.
Shocking. Drew, is my headphone jacks not work?
Basically, that's right.
Can we try them?
You want to try yours?
I like that volume control.
You just tell me. I'll do it for you here.
I know, but, you know, I change it a little each call, like to dial myself in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like Jimi Hendrix. You know what I mean? Or Pete Townsend up there doing a guitar solo.
Right.
I like that. You know, I get up. Ooh. Yeah, it works. Just a little bit of a humming. All right. So anyway, Kathy Griffin, dear friend.
Hang on a second.
Here.
Yeah. You can't win. Can't win. Sorry. He went out of his way, tried planning, figuring out what would work for you tonight. Mm-hmm. No, forget it. Now you want the hum back.
Well, there is a mild hum.
Well.
There wasn't a hum last night, although I couldn't hear the hum because the static was so strong. I can do with the hum.
All right.
So anyway, Kathy Griffin in here tonight, dear friend, won the Celebrity Mole in Hawaii.
Oof.
Drew's dying to do that this year.
No, I was supposed to do that one.
Drew was supposed to do that one, but the boss man wouldn't let him.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. Wanted him to do his radio show.
Hmm.
All right, so we're going to get to the phones. I was having this, you know, I was talking to Jimmy today about, I don't know what the hell we were talking about. I was talking about how everyone hates this country.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of the Liberians piling up their bodies at the embassy, and I realize it's really here's really what the whole world is. It's same relationship I have with let's say my sister. I lend her $5,000, she's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out $5,000, and she's pissed. That's basically what you get.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a couple more bucks, a few more cars, and a couple more roofs than your neighbor, you give them a few bucks, they're not really that thankful. They're just kind of pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when something happens, if you don't do more, they're more pissed.
Called envy.
Yeah. The entire world is now sort of turning on us. And if something goes wrong in their country that they set up, they're angry that we didn't do enough. And they storm the embassy.
Although, interestingly, I told you I was watching The Pianist about a week ago, The Pianist. And in there, the Polish Jews are being moved into these ghettos, and they were talking about who's at fault, and the father of the family goes, "I blame the Americans. I blame the Americans. It's the American Jews. They should be doing more."
Yeah, there's always an American that could be doing more.
World War II.
For all these sorry asses around the world that don't know how to run their own GF country. I mean MF, and their GD country. And I was thinking though, so I was saying, here's the problem. Everyone comes to us. Everyone wants they want something from us. And I realize this Uncle Sam, he's not a good representation of the country. Your uncle, he's like the guy who flies in from Philly once a year, and he does that thing where he goes, "Hey, what's behind your ear?" And he pulls out $5 and hands it to you when you're a little kid.
Uncles in this country are the guys that boff their 4-year-old nieces. That's the real uncle. So Uncle Sam should be sort of, you know, accommodating the American image of the uncle.
Yeah. Didn't sense I was heading somewhere here.
Let's get something clear. When we're having a dialogue and you're going on a joke, you just, no matter what, just want me to not participate?
No, it's the uncle. It's the uncle, you're right. That's right. Yeah.
Then you say, no, I think, let's go back to what you were saying. That's a dialogue.
All right. Yeah, no, you're right with the uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. And for the record, I don't know what you're going to say next.
Nah.
We were just having a dialogue here, and all of a sudden you stopped talking.
No, we're good. All
right.
We're good. I just wonder how you instinctively know how to cut me off.
I'm not doing anything different than I always do.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe you should accommodate.
What if you're saying to me, you know, I've been thinking, maybe this Uncle Sam isn't the right guy to use. Maybe he's the wrong message to send. You know, your rich uncle comes out, pulls the $5
out
from behind your ear. Maybe this guy isn't the guy we're using. You go, no, but in this country, the uncle means a guy who molests you.
Yeah, maybe in this country we ought to get not only that, but maybe we ought to get the guy that really represents the American uncle.
Right. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Casey?
Yes, sir.
You're 21?
Hello.
Yep.
Kathy Griffin's here.
Oh, is she there now?
Yeah,
she's
hold on a second. She's got to put her cans on.
My cans are on?
Your cans have been on since the seventh grade,
no
baby doll.
No kidding, honey. That's my fortune.
She's a solid C cup, bordering on D. And a dear, dear, dear friend.
C minus.
Oh, you just missed a uncomfortable exchange between Drew and myself.
I was listening in the car.
Oh, you, that when you got out of the car, must have
been. Yeah, just the last 45.
Are you guys getting along or fighting?
We're all right.
We're fighting. We're all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, because I know Drew does not like confrontation, and I know Adam loves it.
No,
neither
one of us like it, really. It's just.
But Drew really doesn't like it, and he works to not have confrontations.
Mm-hmm. Drew works so hard not to have confrontation, gets into him a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up, baby doll?
Oh, what is it? I got very lost here in the obscure neighborhood that I won't mention.
Yeah,
but
shocking.
Like a new parking lot?
I will say that my navigation system in my car kept saying two blocks away, you have arrived at your destination. And it wasn't my destination. And I feel like that was such a metaphor.
Yeah.
Like life's navigation system is telling me I've arrived and I'm just two blocks away from my destination.
Yeah, maybe you just have like a Pollyanna-ish...
Me. I'm just too darn positive.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your GPS system.
Yeah.
No.
My GPS system is so phony. I don't trust her far as I can throw her. I mean it. I've had it with her.
Is it a she voice?
Yeah, it's a she voice. Little bitchy sometimes.
Who wants to take directions from abroad anyway? They should have a guy's voice.
You know what? Really?
You know, you know what I would do if I had a car, if I owned a car company? I would get the guy who did the voice from Knight Rider to do my navigation system.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they?
Bill Daniels.
Was that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, he was also...
The head doctor on St. Elsewhere.
That's him, yes.
Or
yeah,
Hal.
Bill Daniels.
Right.
Hal would be good from 2001.
Hal from 2001.
Yeah. Hal would be good, yes. Any sort of animatronic voice of authority would work.
I would have Brittany Murphy. Because she's hot. She's the it girl.
The
and
it
I'll
girl?
Do anything she says.
What is the it really?
I don't know. Everybody wants her.
Oh, she really? Seems like 10 kind of nuts.
I know, doesn't she? How can you be that skinny and not be a junkie?
Well,
how's that possible?
No,
Drew,
he is.
Treated
he is
her?
A junkie. Yes, he
can't,
has.
Can't say what I have.
Come
about.
On, Drew.
Can't say what I have.
Her a couple of times.
However, we were watching that movie with Michael Douglas where she plays a crazy girl.
Right. The I'll never tell.
Yes.
That
her the craziness was a little too.
It was real.
Yeah.
Now, she has a movie coming out that I think I'm going to go to the premiere of, and here's why. It's called Uptown Girls, and it's with that little child actress Dakota Fanning,
yeah.
who I think was in I Am Sam. She's a little blonde cherubic girl. She's probably about 8 years old. And I want to go to the opening because I want to do all my interviews on the red carpet and say, yeah, I'm here, but I mean, I have had it with that C-word Dakota Fanning. I mean, this girl is a nightmare. Biatch! I mean, the demands. Like, just completely talk crap about Dakota Fanning and start the reputation at the age of 7.
I'll say I did her.
And I'll, yeah, exactly. I'd be like, what a slut. You kidding?
Yeah.
That one? She couldn't keep her hands off my husband. It was sick. That little hewer.
Yeah, I saw the commercial. She, you know, they're total opposites
who's
when
the
they met.
Who's the grown up and who's the child?
But she wins her over at the end.
Right.
And you know, the point is, here's the point. Every goddamn movie you see, as it turns out, we have a ton to learn from 7.5-year-olds.
Oh, of course.
Hang out with a 7.5-year-old. You got nothing to learn from them.
Right.
Zero.
Yeah.
Really, you can learn how to dribble Yoo-Hoo down the front of your blouse. That's
right.
What you learn from a 7.5-year-old.
Yeah, but they do it in a very maternal way so that they're the parent and you're
but
the child.
They have the infinite wisdom of the Orient at their disposal, see.
The 7.5-year-olds?
That's right.
Well,
they have not been ruined by the man. They're never ruined by Western culture yet.
This show, Drew, I don't even know what you're
talking
about.
But the important thing is that people come see me at the Laugh Factory every Wednesday night here in Los Angeles.
That's
on Sunset.
Right. 8 o'clock,
that's
everybody.
What it's about.
Yeah. That's still going for you,
still
huh?
going.
Jeez, I got to get out there. I got
Adam,
to get out there.
Adam, you haven't come one time?
I have. I've been 4 times.
Really? What's your favorite bit?
I love that thing where you rag on the. I love the thing where you rag on reality TV.
Oh, I know.
And especially the bald one.
Yeah.
Oh,
when
especially
you
Steven.
Yes.
Yeah. When you dish on Celebrity Mole and then segue right into these.
Boom
these,
for love
all
of money.
These, all these reality
right. Boom,
shows.
Boom, Big Brother 4.
That's right. And
that's
I like,
your favorite?
I like the occasional Brooke Shields zinger that
right.
slid
Why
into.
Why not? Little Brooke Shields story.
Mm-hmm.
She goes down just like everybody else.
Very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. I sat in the back. I did not want to cause a
scene.
So
that's why I haven't known the 4 times you've been there? It's unusual.
Did I say 4 times?
You said 4.
7 times.
7
I've been there.
Times with the bits
sat
about Brooke Shields.
Well, 3 of the times
back.
You were upstairs there in that balcony.
Yeah.
I was up
which
in the balcony.
It's like a silhouette to me. Yeah. I can't really tell who's up there. Drew, how many times have you been?
12.
12 times?
12 times, yeah.
Wow.
5 times we went together, and we're not counting
those. As you know,
I
change my material all the time, so that's why you can keep coming. You and the gays can come week after week.
Well, we don't want to talk about it, but...
Kathy's Pink Army. Yeah, that's how we met.
Right.
All right, so that's going on Wednesday nights, the Laugh Factory. That's nice. You just drive down the street, live pretty close there, do your set, and
You're
go home, right?
You're supposed to see where I live. What about my security needs?
You have no security needs.
Come on over anytime.
Casey?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'd like to say, first off, Adam, you're my hero.
Thank you.
Good God.
And Drew, you're a passionate, passionate man.
Thank you, Casey.
And Kathy, you're hot.
Oh, hi. I've totally turned a corner on you, Casey.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I've loved you ever since you did that bit on your boobs being underneath your armpits when you make love.
Where they belong, Casey.
Yeah.
Where they belong.
That's one of the bits she did.
You know that bit.
That was 8 weeks ago.
It was the fourth time I went.
It's a callback.
Right. Go ahead, Casey.
Evergreen.
Anyways, I masturbate quite a bit.
Oh. Wow, out the gate. You know, can I just say, every time I come here, every time, boom, first call, I masturbate quite a bit.
Yep.
Usually, actually, Adam starts the show by saying that.
That's all he's talking about.
You're their Jack Muse, Kathy.
Oh, sweet.
Go ahead, Casey.
Well, anyways, I masturbate a lot, so here lately my testicles have been aching quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for clarifying that. Not your balls, but
his
your testicles.
Right.
All right.
And,
any pain when you pee or anything like that?
Not usually.
Right. Is this all the time, or is it certain times that they hurt?
No, it's...
I guess he's always just finishing ejaculating, so...
He's giving himself an STD. That's what I can't believe.
Well, he's giving himself pain. I mean, your testes are sort of... probably getting epididymitis or a prostatitis from all that activity.
How many times a day are you good for?
Well, let's see. On average, about 8 to 9 times a day.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a little light.
Wow!
I'm with Kathy.
Well,
would have thought
God bless you.
Two more.
Well, I think I could rival you, Adam.
Really?
Really.
Bring it on.
On a good night, I could definitely rival you.
All right.
Adam, you're up to 8 or 9 times a day now, Grandpa. Come on.
Up to. Down to.
Down to. So you're out of the teens.
Slow down,
Grandpa.
Okay.
Actually, I do it so often that I really kind of don't have a desire to do it, but I still kind of do it anyway.
Right. Which suggests a little compulsion there, doesn't it, Casey?
Yeah.
And you're doing it in spite of consequence, meaning the physical pain you're getting now. Yeah, look into this a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Perhaps sex addicts?
What?
Yeah.
He beats off at work?
He works around steel. Ooh, metal.
Well, what do you do?
Steel worker.
Steel worker? What kind of steel worker?
Well, sucker rods.
You oil sucker rods?
Gesundheit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how you make a little extra cash, right? During the lunch break, right? You oil up them sucker rods?
Yeah.
What's oiling a sucker rod?
That's sick.
I'm sorry?
First of all.
What is that, what you do?
Oh, well, I work on the paint vats, so that's just painting rods. They're like 25 foot long rods. They go down into the oil wells.
All right.
Oh.
Good day.
They're what pumps the oil out.
Union work?
Yeah, union.
All right, you make good money?
Oh, yeah.
What are you making an hour?
I make 14 an hour.
That's not bad for a
Oklahoma
21-year-old. Yeah, plus in Oklahoma, stuff's free, right?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
They're pretty much on the honor system. You go into like 7-Eleven, you hold up some milk and some bread, and you just walk out.
I'll catch you later.
How anarchy works. It's a utopia.
Right.
You know what? What my fantasy is, although I've not really worked it out, but I want to try this because now convenience more important for me than money. I would like. Well,
is that how jaded you've become?
To a certain point. Well, here's what
Listen
I'd like to
Bill
do.
Bill Gates over here. It's not so much the money anymore; it's more the convenience.
Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to. I like to take about $200 worth of 20s. And I like to walk around, like to go around the local liquor stores, markets, gas stations, everyone just all around my house and give everyone $20 and go, see this face? See this $20? Here you go. I'm going to be walking past here, maybe drunk, maybe without my wallet, maybe I just got rolled, maybe I ran out of gas, something. I'm going to need like $8 worth of this or 99 cents worth of Funyuns or a pack of this or a six-pack of that, and I'm going to be busted.
Mm-hmm.
And this $20, although you'll still be making a profit because whatever I want is going to be in the $3 to $6 range.
Especially if it's the Funyuns.
Keep this 20. Maybe just put my name on it. Take a Polaroid with me holding this and handing it to you. I'm going to spread it all around, just all the little corner liquor stores, delis, whatever.
No,
this is out here.
This isn't going to work here.
You don't have to do this here.
You're gonna get. They're gonna take the 20 and you're gonna get rolled, and you're gonna be sitting in a smush bag of Funyuns.
Yeah.
Then it's not so cute. Right.
The guy that took the money will never be on when you need him.
Yeah. Oh,
it's no. Not like. Yeah.
I'll try it at the 76 on the corner. Oh. I kill you. Get away. Remember about 10 minutes ago, I drew, get away!
Yeah, and he'll be the thought bubble over his head. That is the guy that gave me endless S about not having clean
soapy water.
Soapy water.
Hey, if you're going to put it on the banner, you better put it in the bucket. You know what I'm saying, Hamid? All right, sorry.
I love radio. Sorry. God, you can get it with anything.
Cody?
Yeah.
That's just because no one listens.
What happened to Casey?
Casey needs to try stopping. If
I read
he can't.
His,
look, who's Cody?
Casey at the bat. Did you read that poem? All right, thank
if
you.
If he can't stop, then he needs to look into this. He could be bipolar. Could be a second compulsion. It's like they were playing footsie over here. In the
I'm table. Sorry.
See if, oh, look at you.
Call me. Casey thinks I still have it. I want to be playing footsie with him. Although
yeah,
he's a little sore.
Casey needs to see if he can get himself down to 3-4 times a day.
We forgot to ask if he has a girlfriend, too.
No, he can't.
He can't possibly. Okay.
He can't. I say Metal is his mistress. Casey?
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
Not right now.
Right.
Right
what about
now?
When you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, right
then do you
now.
Do it as much?
Yeah, I still do when I have a girlfriend.
As much, though?
Not as much, no.
Only like 7 times?
No, I usually cut down to whenever she's not there.
I'd
be afraid to leave the room.
I guess
it's
a lot. Yeah, like you're like.
I have the webcams. I'd have security tripod.
Be afraid to enter
tripod.
The room. What do you mean leave the room?
You'd be like, yeah, honey, I'm gonna run out to my car, get a pack of smokes. You step out the door, you hear.
I know. I'm coming back with the tarmac or the tarp on.
I'll be wearing the slicker. Wearing the Gallagher slicker when I come through the door. Cody.
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
About 2 months ago, I was at my best friend's, and we were all drinking, and I ended up having a one-night stand with this 24-year-old, and I am now 2 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I should have the baby and give it up for adoption or keep it.
Well,
the voice, that sort of charming Southern belle voice.
You know, abortion's still legal.
It's
made just for you. That's exactly who abortion's designed for. It's not for anybody but you, honey. So you don't want to ruin your life with a kid. It's going to ruin your life.
Or put it up for adoption.
Yeah, that's going to ruin your life. And
putting it up for adoption is going to ruin it.
Yeah, isn't there a very high incidence of women who put their kids up for adoption into getting accidentally pregnant again because they feel like residual guilt about it and stuff?
I don't know about the residual guilt. It's just the ones that get pregnant again.
Yeah.
Whether or not they have adoption or not.
Right. I think Jesus would want you to get a very safe, legal abortion.
Yeah. He's a fan of that.
He just called me in the car. I forgot to tell you that.
He spoke to him through Kathy's navigational system.
What about
to turn right, get an abortion.
What about it's okay in Cody's case only.
What about adoption, Cody?
My grandparents are pressuring me into it. My dad says that it's really up to me, but he says that he would help me if I kept it. But the guy is a complete
I just want to say that you just said kept it.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, let's down with let's keep the Ebonics down to a shout.
If you
can't spell the word kept, you cannot have a child, Cody.
Let's sort of do a decision tree here. I mean, on one hand, guy's an a-hole. Forget him. You're young. You've got your whole life ahead of you. It's hard even to make a decision, let alone be a parent at your age.
How
old
is she?
And you want 18. And you
oh,
want,
for
you,
God's
if,
sake.
If you really care about the child, want to make a decision on behalf of the child, provide the child with a family, parents that are prepared to really deal with being parents. On the more positive front with her, though, I mean, she's talking to her grandparents and her parents about it. They're supportive.
Drew,
they're helping make
the
decisions.
Positive front is an abortion. Let's not even entertain the thought of this poor young girl ruining her life having this child.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, did you know how selfish babies are, Cody? They're really selfish. All they care about is themselves.
Yeah.
Me, all the time.
Want. Yeah.
Did you know that they can't even go to the bathroom?
Well, they go
it's
on
It's disgusting.
Hold on, Kathy. They go on themselves.
Ew! Why would you ever do that?
You put them down. You spend a lot of time, a lot of money setting up a nice little nursery.
And for what?
With the little ducks on the wallpaper.
Thank you? No.
And little quilts and everything.
Right.
And they crap. Literally crap all over your hardware.
Right. And for what?
And it's like, feed me, wash me.
Right. They never want to know how your day's going.
And let me.
They can't even talk.
Let me tell you
half
about an expense. I mean, I'm just speaking from personal experience from when I was a kid. Yeah, when I was 14, now it's time you got to buy the kid a Huffy. That's $69.
No.
That's wait, nice now, ride. Wait, let's be fair. Your parents do not buy you a bike all at once.
And they start
They buy you the handlebars, then the tires, then the spokes.
No, they bought me one. They bought me a Huffy. They said.
They bought it all at once?
Yeah, because it's a piece of ass.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Now, look, can we please solve this girl's life?
My folks
please.
Said you can have a part from a nice bike, like a Schwinn, or you can have a whole piece of ass.
Look, you know what I miss? This is why the Christians are ruining the world. I'm Catholic. Well, I was raised Catholic. Let me just leave it there. But, you know, I miss the good old days where the nuns would, like, send these poor girls off somewhere, and they'd go get the abortion, and nobody would really know, because luckily there was so much shame that you kind of had to get an abortion, even though it was against the Lord and all that. But then you come back, you finish high school, you go to college, and nobody's any the wiser.
Right.
No, the Christians want you to have the kid.
Right.
I'm down with the old school Catholics
Guilt.
That want you to shame into an abortion, and even though they know it's a cardinal sin, they kind of get over it in a year or two.
Cody.
Yes.
I'm going the adoption route. I'm with Drew.
What?
Adoption or abortion?
Best of all worlds.
Abortion or adoption?
She's not going to want to give that baby up when she sees it. I don't care how much it smells.
Sign the papers.
Yeah. Oh.
And let me say this, too. Drew
Did you see that Halle Berry movie with Jessica Lange? It's very hard for the young mothers to give up their children.
I saw
it on Showtime.
Drew and I saw a couple of pregnant women this weekend hanging out by the swimming pool. I was just commenting that... You remember when women got pregnant, they would put, like, there was maternity wear?
You know what, Adam?
Yeah.
I'd like to see your gut in 10 years. It's going to be worse than any woman's 9-month pregnancy. Don't even start
with
your...
You won't see it.
Pregnant women are disgusting.
You won't see it.
You won't see it because I will be wearing a hockey jersey like a dignified man. I will not be wearing a baby tee with my gut slopping over my belt buckle. These pregnant women are walking around in cycling shirts.
Look,
I mean,
they're not supposed
midriff,
to be pregnant.
They're not supposed to be pregnant, but no, they're showing it off. I mean, they're down by the pool. They're walking out on the streets.
It's Demi Moore. She ruined the world.
I'm seeing
she really ruined
women's
society.
Guts. They're 8 months in.
Now welcome to our world. We've been looking at guts since creation.
I know,
now
but
a couple women get knocked up, and you guys are all freaking out.
Well, but we have beer in our guts, not a young
honorable.
Child. We have the honorable beer in there.
Cody, what about, like,
just moving
to the next town?
Cody has to either get an abortion or adoption.
You can have secrets in the next town. Secrets that they'll never know about. Abortion secrets.
All right. We got to take a break.
Don't do it, Cody. Have that kid aborted.
Kathy Griffin is here tonight. Kathy will not rest until she's struck by lightning. And we got to talk about Kathy's plastic surgery. I saw you on...
Oh, I can go on and on.
Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, I'm coming clean with it.
Yeah, you're talking about it.
Right.
You look good.
Well,
doesn't look
you.
Like... I mean,
I'm not too surgerized, right?
Right.
I still look kind of normal.
Not getting anything.
Yeah.
Nothing out of you.
I don't want Drew to start with the I have body dysmorphic disorder. That's my fear.
Facial Drew's, dysmorphic.
No.
Not up on
the Which is really, in Hollywood, you have to.
What,
you have to
I
have
can't
some sort
you,
of dysmorphic
I can't, really
disorder.
Can't read what you had done. It's
okay.
good.
Well, do you want to know, or do you want to
Well, we got to take a break, and then when we come back,
and then
tell us
can Cody have her abortion during the break?
Yes.
She will
do
God.
And did you pay for this or did you trade it out?
What do you think?
You must have traded it out somehow. Are you sure?
I got like $40,000 worth of work. I'm not kidding. For free.
Wow.
40 G's.
She got her. I went to her wedding.
And Courtney
it was free.
Cox is paying for it like an idiot.
Oh.
I mean, allegedly.
All right. Let me need to take a. I guess you can write that off your celebrity though. We got to take ourselves. You can't write Courtney
no, of
Cox
not.
Can't write off plastic
Unless
surgery?
Unless it says in her contract that she has to get it. No, you can't write it off.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean...
No. Believe me, I know plastic surgery.
Really? I mean, but just let me say this. If you have...
It's
an elective surgery, but it has to do with your business.
But she can't... It wouldn't stop her from doing her business if she didn't.
Might.
Well, one could argue that...
Did you ever try to write off a trainer or a gym?
Oh, that's the point, yeah.
Right.
They won't go for that.
They won't let you.
They want you to write off clothing, even.
You can write off satellite TV.
Well, that's considered research. Right. But no, you can't write off like a personal trainer. Unless you get it in a contract, like that you have to maintain a certain body weight, then you can write off a trainer or a gym or something.
Oh, really?
But other than that, this is all elective. All the surgery stuff, people are like getting second mortgages on their homes for nose jobs and stuff.
What if your teeth are really effed up?
That's okay, so I got that. Get this. I got $30,000 worth of teeth veneers. I got 20 veneers, $1,500 each.
All right, we got to take a break.
Listen to you ladies. You guys are all
she's
interested.
The only Catholic Jew I know. And a dear friend. And we'll
Wednesday, take
a quick break.
At the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Here on Sunset.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin is here tonight. Dear friend.
Dear friend from back in the day, really.
Wednesday nights. I can't believe we never had sex.
Oh, Adam. Wednesday nights,
wait,
he just went Wednesday nights.
He's always been talking about
Wednesday
you
nights.
You didn't have sex
o'clock.
With Kathy? What about.
Blowjob. Blowjob's not
okay,
sex.
Okay.
That was not sexual relations.
Right.
First of all, we didn't even talk during it.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to talk about my feelings, and...
With the penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, believe me, I had plenty of room to talk. I'm just saying, I didn't have a... You know, he wasn't listening.
Like Edward G. Robinson talking to his gang. Yeah. Cigar hanging out the side of the lip.
What were you saying about Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights, Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock, a fantastic show.
Here in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard.
If you like comedy, you go. If you hate comedy, you really go.
What? That's a horrible plot.
It's for everybody.
Right. That's
for everybody.
It is for everybody.
It's for everyone. If you love comedy, you're going to love it.
Right.
If you hate comedy,
you're still
going to love
it.
Even if you want to see my veneers.
Even more.
If you want to see my teeth veneers,
right.
Come.
Was
if
that
you
painful?
Want to see my facial peel.
So let's talk about what Kathy had done. And
okay.
I knew she traded it out.
Of course I did.
How do you trade out plastic
okay, this
surgery?
Okay, this is what's so sick.
You tell jokes?
No, so get this. I'm watching Extreme Makeover,
right.
Which I love. I love when they cry. I love when they go back to the high school reunion and they look better than anybody. Okay, I love the whole thing. All right, so I call Entertainment Tonight. I just cold call them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because when you're a D-list celebrity such as myself, you don't have, like, your people.
CD.
Come on.
Well, you call and pretend to be one of the people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Griffin is online, yes. too. Hi, it's me.
Miss Griffin is online.
All right. So I called Entertainment Tonight, and I go like this. What do you guys think of this? Celebrity funny lady Kathy Griffin is so moved by Extreme Makeover, she would like a makeover of her own, and she would like to invite the ET cameras to come along.
Right.
They were all over it. These doctors are lining up to give me free stuff because they all want publicity.
Sure. And here's the thing about plastic surgery. The procedure may be $20,000. It's not costing the doctor $18,000 in materials or anything.
No.
It's easy stuff.
It's easy stuff. Drew hates these people. It's easy stuff.
They should be hated.
And the reality is it's $20,000. But it's 3.5 hours out of his day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
so
what
it's
hurts him.
It's easy
That's what
to,
gets him in the wallet.
It's easy to give stuff away when it's not like a bunch of materials and a bunch of overhead
and
stuff
And they all bitch
and
moan
like
about having to pay the anesthesiologist.
There's FX having a new TV show, a drama, a dramatic series about this.
But it's not real. It's like actors.
But it sounds interesting.
Yeah,
I
could watch those Discovery Channel
don't
shows
get
all day
a,
long.
Don't get a sidetrack.
What do you want to know? What do you want, Foil?
All right, so it was all free.
It was all free.
And what did they do?
Here's the sick part. I only wanted a couple of things,
right.
And they just started piling stuff on. Okay, first of all, they gave me...
I would take that as an insult, by the way. Oh, babe, we could keep
it
going. We'd never stop. This would be like the Winchester house.
And I'd say what I want, and they'd be like, no, really, you should throw in a few more things. Think about it, Ms. Griffin. First of all, they would have given me like those J-Lo ass bags. Like, you know that they had those, right? Where they, like J-Lo, where they put the bags in your ass to give you more of a J-Lo ass?
I want a pocket sewn in there so I don't have to wear pants. I can just go
You're
up with a sock
practical.
Around my dick.
You've got to think about your image.
All right. All right.
Okay. So this is what they did. First of all, they did a Japanese hair straightening perm, which that alone is like $800.
What,
now
what's
you
a
might
hair
want you
perm?
Should think about this, Adam.
What is
because
a
you have a little bit of the Jufro yourself.
What is a hair straightening
it would,
perm?
It makes your hair straight. See,
yeah,
my hair is straight now.
Yeah, but then it grows out.
Yeah, it grows out. It looks good.
$800 and...
Yeah.
Oh,
and it takes 7 hours.
A perm meaning
like a reverse
permanent.
Perm.
Reverse.
Basically, yeah.
Well, perm just means permanent,
right? But, I mean, most people think of a curly perm.
Right, okay.
I'm just picturing you with straight hair kind of flopping over your forehead
right,
in a sexy devil-may-care way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
Adam.
Yeah,
you got to really...
Feathered
you gotta,
back.
Yeah. You got to... And something with your eyebrows.
What else?
Adam, I mean...
Maybe a perm,
maybe some streaks and highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the hair straightening. Then I got, I kicked it more into high gear at the plastic surgeon's office. So get this. I get an eyebrow lift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is where they put slots in your head. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you could put quarters in me and I'd freaking whistle Dixie. They put slots in your head and they lift up your eyebrows. Uh-huh. So they basically take your eyebrows from one part of your head and just put them on a whole other part of your head.
So it's like you always...
So I now have a more refreshed look in my
eyes.
You
always look surprised.
You always look interested.
I look a little surprised. I hope I don't look shocked, but I look a little puzzled.
Now, how high did they... Now, move your bangs so we can take a look. Your permanent
bangs. I have a ridiculously high forehead, so don't go by me. I don't have the forehead of a normal person. I have the forehead of an alien.
Right. No,
or a queen from the Middle Ages. All right, so anyway, what they did was, like, let's say before, I kind of had, like, my eyelids coming over my eyes a little.
Right.
Then they lift them up, and it's more of an open look. Like, I don't have skin hanging over my eyelids.
Right. So this is for your upper eyelid, not your brow.
It's really more for your upper eyelid to have your eyes look a little more awake. Okay.
Right.
Then they did a skin peel. Now, this was brutal. This is to take away fine lines and to make your skin smoother. Now, someone fair such as myself, it was a nightmare. I'm not sure exactly how they do it. You can tell me the scientific part. But I think what they do is they put you in the OR. And by the way, you have to be under for this peel. That's how painful it is. You have to be totally under general.
Right.
Not Twilight. You have a...
Twilight. It's Twilight. But I mean, there's no lucidity at all. I mean, I'm out. Out like a light. I think what they do is they take a bucket of kerosene, throw it on your face, light a match, throw it in the room,
basically,
and just leave.
That's it. That's
and they run out of the room and just hope for the best.
They use a laser to burn it off?
Yeah, it's literally like the worst sunburn you've ever had in your life.
Right.
And somehow this is good for you. I don't know how. But it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
It hurts
like hell. Your face all peels off.
That's dermabrasion?
No, it's more than dermabrasion.
All right.
But it is some kind of a laser, it's a nightmare.
But it's essentially taking a layer
of your
skin off.
Yes, it's like taking the top layer of your skin off.
And it's like if you're sanding a
coffee
table.
It's like what Casey does
table.
With his penis every night. The
right.
guy who beats
takes
off too
the
much.
Top layer
it's like
off.
He's giving himself a peel every day.
Right.
So he cannot put that penis in the sun because it's very sun sensitive.
That's what they told me.
Okay. Well coached.
So I got the brow lift, and then I got a little lipo on my upper arms.
Oh, really?
But like a little bit, and it kind of didn't work. I'm not a big lipo fan. I don't think it really works.
Right.
But they just did it. Like, I'm not kidding. They're like, it was like a bad BJ. They're like, as long as you're down there. They're like, as long as you're under, you know, we'll give you a little lipo.
Well,
so I was like, all right.
Well,
do they want
to
do lipo under here? That's what they always try.
No.
True. Come on.
No, but that's what they always go for.
Yeah,
they always want to do this.
Yeah.
Huh?
She said $50,000 worth of trade out.
Well, I'm here about the teeth.
Okay, right, well, wait a second. I'm going to get the lipo. You've had lipo in other places.
Yeah, and it really didn't work.
It didn't work.
But honestly, I thought as long as they're throwing it in, they did a very small amount of my upper arms.
Well,
I don't think they're different at all. But I just thought, well, you know, as long as I'm going to be under and it's only going to take, I mean, it took them like 20 minutes or whatever.
Right.
So I thought, all right, go for a little lipo.
Why didn't the lipo work the first time?
I'm not a believer in lipo. I don't believe it works. I've had lipo before. It all grew back.
It didn't work for you, but have you seen it work in other people?
I have not seen it work for anyone.
Really?
Yeah, and I've known a lot of people that have gotten lipo, and then eventually your body just kind of goes back to where your body wants to
be. Okay, but if your body goes back 3 years later, isn't it still kind of worth it?
Well, when I had lipo, my body went back in like 3 months.
Oh, really?
So, it was extremely painful. It's also, lipo's very dangerous. You lose a huge amount of body fluids, and I had bad complications with lipo.
Oh, right.
And
I remember that.
I had toxicity. I couldn't void, and so I had all kinds of complications
because
of that.
Plus, the doctor raped her.
Oh. Plus, couldn't void.
But that's not what everyone runs into.
No.
All right, so you had the
arm, but that's kind of not the main attraction.
Now what?
Okay, the teeth.
Yeah.
All right, so get this. They have these veneers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like crowns, but they don't file your teeth down as much as for crowns.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to this dentist, Dr. Madahi. I'm going to say his name because I thought he did a good
job. Where's the guy from?
Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
Oh, where is he from?
What's his...
Who knows?
Some kind of crazy
Al-Qaeda. He's in Al-Qaeda.
Johnny Quest villain nationality?
Yeah.
Like crazy nationality?
He's like a villain in a Bond movie.
I've seen this guy.
Yeah.
He's got pictures of teeth all over his goddamn office. Before and after pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to explain to him that people don't want to see diseased teeth on their way to the dentist chair.
Even the people who have that don't want to see a picture of it.
I saw this
no
guy. And I could tell him, I know you're proud of your work, but you got a guy from Mozambique who has two fangs and then blood.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this on the way to the chair.
Maybe a nice People or a nice Cosmopolitan magazine instead.
Right. So.
So they do veneers. And that's where they can take your teeth, and no matter how yellow your teeth are, they put on these little veneers, which are almost like little, really thin, like covers to your teeth, and they make them white like you're on a soap opera.
Let's see. Smile. Wow. Dentine. Look
at
that.
And I got 20, which is insane, because most people get 4 or 6, and they made my bottom teeth straight. So they filed them down to pegs like you're George Washington. And
they really filed them down flat.
They filed them down to like all my teeth were like kind of like pegs.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that freak you out?
No. Yeah, it freaks you out because I had a couple of weeks there where I'm completely bloated. I'm oozing. My poor husband. I swear our vows should have been to love, cherish, and drain. My poor husband is there like draining my head. My teeth are pegs. I'm black and blue all over. I'm completely bloated. I'm oozing. There would be like stuff on the sheets that is something worse than what Casey would do.
You should have floated him a prostitute during that 3 weeks. That's a fair trade.
I am going to send him to Cheetahs. And yeah. I'm going to give him one of those month passes.
What's
I don't know. It's a strip club somewhere. It sounds like it, right?
Yeah, it's in Vegas.
All right.
All right. So they did the tooth. They did the teeth.
They did the teeth. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's all I had.
Well, you know,
lips. They do lips.
No, I won't do lips. I don't. First of all, my lips aren't extra thin, but also I don't believe they've perfected that. And I think I can see collagen a mile away. And I think the implants look terrible. So for me personally, that Melanie Griffith crazy lip thing, and I don't like the Angelina Jolie anus either, because her mouth does look like an anus.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's supposed to be sexy, and she's on the cover of magazines. She looks like a butthole.
I'd like to get her in the ass, though, in that case.
Well, then you could just kiss her.
No, he wouldn't put his mouth.
Why? Why are you so angry? Why do you want to get her in the ass?
We got
to.
No.
He wants the facsimile of the ass. You see?
You see what I mean? Her mouth. Anus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. All right, we gotta get the Marks a Lot board out, Drew. Get the magic mark.
Okay. Chalkboard right here.
Draw that out. I'm not sure.
But I have a question, though. I'm really serious about this. You know, whenever I do talk shows or whatever, because, you know, we've discussed this. At this point, I'm basically a personality. I'm slightly an actress, but I'm kind of also a personality, as they say.
Yes.
And, you know, I do a lot of, you know, the Star Search judge. You know what I mean? I'm no stranger to Hollywood Squares.
Right.
But anyway, no matter what kind of show I do, men are fascinated by my plastic surgery. Now, why is that?
Well, really, are they?
Every Jimmy Kimmel wants to know all about it. What? I'm just surprised by that.
Mm. Well, I think it depends. Like, I think.
Are you guys waiting for me to get to the boob job?
I think.
No, I never got a boob job. I have a lot of volume. I don't have any firmness, but I have a lot of natural volume.
Men have a faint fantasy of sort of the mad scientist in them, where they're going to create the ideal woman and stuff. Isn't it kind of an impulse?
True, I never thought of that.
That's what guys have.
That's smart.
No, that's when they're like 14. They arrive at that. That's when they're trying to find
like the
a
weird
way
science, sort of
weird science, and it's also they're trying to make a woman aroused too with some magic potions.
Yeah,
they want them to be.
Plastic surgeons must get the most tail of anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't? What girl wouldn't want to date a plastic surgeon? I could kill my husband for being in computers.
Yeah.
Who the hell cares about computers?
Well, they're the pimps.
I want him to give me Botox.
They're the pimps of the doctor world.
I got Botox, too, which I love.
All right. Let's take a break. Wait, where'd you get the Botox?
I get the Botox in between my eyes and then on the outside of my eyes.
Uh-huh. All right.
So I can't frown the way I would like to.
Right. You're crying inside right now?
Because I feel disdain
right
for you. I just can't show it.
Good. We're going to take a little break. Kathy Griffin here. She's going to go see the new Kathy Griffin.
Check me out.
And let me tell you this about Kathy. When they made those incisions in her forehead, none of the funny drained out. Not a
all
drop.
All still there.
Kept it all right there, right in the boobs where it belongs.
Yeah.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dear, 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 dear friend Kathy Griffin is here tonight. Kathy is going to be at the Laugh Factory every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. See the new and improved Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Drew and I have caught the show. We laughed.
Several times.
I cried.
What? The poignancy got to you?
I laughed until I cried.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks.
Funny, funny stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
And let me tell you, Kathy, absolutely, I would say... Well, I'm trying to think. Sarah Silverman is very funny. Top three of chicks working out there today.
You know, I'm in the room. You could just while I'm here, you could say the funniest woman in comedy.
Funniest woman
just
in comedy.
Just while I'm here.
Funniest woman
Thank
in comedy.
You. Thank
Kathy
you very
Griffin,
much.
Margaret everybody. Margaret Cho, as you know, I think is in.
By the way, you know she got married, so you missed the boat.
Oh, she did.
You missed the boat, Adam.
She got married.
That's right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't get an invitation.
Well, you got an invitation to her pants. People! I remember that party. That was a good party. It was Margaret Cho and my mother both fighting for
what,
you.
My
mother was a little drunk.
What did she marry?
I believe she married an artist.
Artist dude?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She went dude.
Artist, though, you know
she
what
went
I'm
dude.
Saying?
Yeah. Okay, Adam.
I hear beard when I hear artist.
Okay.
Maggie?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was just wondering if you knew a way to talk to my boyfriend. I've been having a lot of trouble trusting guys lately.
Why?
Huh?
Ever.
Why?
I don't really know. I guess, I don't know, my dad was never really nice.
Bad usual guy. Uh-huh. And what's up with your boyfriend?
We started having sex about like a month and a half ago.
15?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I agree. It's a little late.
What, Adam?
Well, that's
what's wrong with cuddling and spooning? Why is that out of style?
That's after the sex.
That's what guys do in order to get to.
Hey.
That's right.
Yeah, that was cool.
When,
like,
when we spoon, we're really just feeling for the remote.
When I was 15, I was like, how does menstruation work? All right, I was not having sex.
Maggie, what is the question exactly?
We've been using protection, obviously, but I've still been, like, really scared about, like, getting pregnant and stuff.
So you're using condoms, but you still feel like you might. Do you have the morning after pill available?
Not really at my disposal, because I can't drive to go to, like, Planned Parenthood or anything.
All right, so if you're going to use just a condom, an important thing is to keep that pill around just in case there's a condom breakage or something.
Now, are you using the condom the whole time, or does he put the condom on, like, later?
The whole time.
Okay, good. So the whole time.
Good times.
Puts it on his head like Howie Mandel.
No, I just thought he was one of those guys like, oh, I'll put it on when I need it. But for the beginning, we'll just have natural.
Right. Here's the deal, Maggie. First of all, you want to get the birth control, the morning after pill available. So if there's a problem, you've got the sort of safety
valve. How do you
valve.
Get that, by the way?
It's, in some states, it's available over the counter.
What about California?
Got to blow a pharmacist.
Yeah. Oh, Adam.
It's true.
But the point is it's available. You can call Planned Parenthood. You can call 1-888-NOT-2-LATE, not too late, and they can sort of
so you don't need to go to the doctor.
In some states you don't. In some states you do. But Planned Parenthood is the one place you can use sort of a comedy. It's just if – now that's sort of a B-plus, A-minus plan. If you want to go for a real more certain way of preventing pregnancy, then you go to Planned Parenthood or go to your doctor and get on the birth control pill.
Well, that doesn't stop AIDS or STDs.
And keep using the condom.
Hey.
Yeah. Can I do that without my parents' permission, though?
In most states.
Okay. And then...
Hey, Maggie, can't you get over to the Planned Parenthood?
The closest one's, like, two towns over or something.
Right.
I live in, like, suburbia.
And two towns is too far?
Two towns is about 20 miles.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 16, but he doesn't have a car.
All right. None of your friends have any wheels? You don't have some cool, swinging, hippie, bisexual aunt who could drive you?
None of my friends, no.
Like Serena from Bewitched?
I'll pick her up.
All right, Kathy will swing on by. Where are you?
Swing by.
You in Minnesota?
Yeah.
All right, she'll be driving a Mercedes. She's going to honk once.
Right, and then just run out.
Then she's going to flash. Yeah. She can put a flashlight on her veneered teeth and give you, like, the bat signal.
You're only allowed
door.
To bring one friend. I don't want the whole gang coming.
Right. And then it's out for froyo.
Right.
All right. All right, so what's the next question?
About the trust thing, too. Like, yeah. I don't... Before we went out, we started dating, like, a year and a half ago, maybe. And, I can't talk to him anymore.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. He's just, like, it's weird, because I'm, like, afraid he'll get mad or something.
All right, well, then break up with him.
Oh, my God. Dump him.
Yeah,
First of all, they were dating since they were 13. What do you even talk about on dates when you're 13?
Well,
Pokemon?
It's an interesting mix.
I think the Green Lantern could kick the Green Hornet's ass, dude.
Yu-Gi-Oh, dude.
You kidding?
But here's the deal. That at 13, sometimes when there's an unavailable abusive dad, they'll cling on to a nice guy as sort of a life preserver.
Mm-hmm. But maybe he's not so
Once the hormones really kick in, she'll be attracted to guys who are unavailable and not nice.
Why is she afraid of his temper?
Well, who cares?
It may be that he was not a nice guy in the first place, and that's what we're saying here.
We don't know. Susan, don't get pregnant. Susan, you're 17.
I'm not going to get pregnant.
Oh, thank God.
Okay,
you're the only one tonight.
No, I'm on birth control.
Sweet.
Good.
What's up?
Well, okay, my boyfriend and I are having sex. I am the first girl he's ever been with.
Mm-hmm.
But we can have sex for hours, and he won't have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah, and I have seen him orgasm, but that was after we had sex, and then he masturbated.
So you know he's not lying about the fact that he can have an orgasm. You witnessed one.
He proved it.
Right. We've tried different things. Like, I'm very willing and open.
Yeah.
I'll do anything, because I want him to have an orgasm.
Right.
Is he on any medication?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
How old is he?
You might ask him that.
17.
17.
Yeah.
And how does he do with oral sex? Is he like that? Does he like getting that?
Yeah.
He does, but no orgasm with that.
He gets easily aroused, and then he gets, like, very aroused, and he can keep an erection for hours, but just nothing after that.
Mm-hmm. And when he masturbates, though, he can do it in minutes?
Well, I mean, it can take a while, but he said that intercourse isn't strong enough stimulation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, he needs...
What does he want, a cat of nine tails?
Yeah, he prefers his grip. He's been doing it to himself for many years, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, this is... hold on a second, maybe because this is a phenomenon that happens, which is guys that get a little bit of a late start, and if a guy's 17, and this is the first woman he's been with, which I think he said... Is that it?
Yeah.
First woman. He may have been beating off since 13 or 14. So he may have 3 or 4 years of punishing his penis at his own hand, and a certain kind of grip, and a certain kind of lotion, and a certain kind of technique, and then all of a sudden the vagina's introduced, and it's nice, but it's not the real thing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but will you please stop saying that with disdain in your voice like he's a late starter? I love this guy for not having sex till he's 17. God bless him.
Fine, but it means he could have had 4 good jack years under his belt.
Not good, heavy.
And now, heavy. And now this is a little confusing to his penis, the sensation.
You don't think his penis will stop being confused after a while?
I think it'll acclimate.
He has to figure it out. But he may be on... Check out and see, make sure he's not on meds, because there are certainly medications that will interfere with
it. We got to do that when we come back, all because right. We got to take a break. Kathy Griffin, second only to Margaret Cho in the Yucks department, here tonight, Wednesday nights at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, Kathy Griffin here tonight. Funniest lady in show business.
Oh, finally. Finally I got it out of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And new face, new teeth,
yeah.
Old jokes.
Oh, Adam, that's a lie.
No, I mean, same old...
I change my material every
week.
Same
old funny jokes.
Same old quality.
What?
Same Kathy quality.
The old quality.
Same Kathy. New eyelids, old jokes.
No, they're new eyelids, new jokes.
New jokes.
And you know, I'm really a storyteller. And I got the same old ass, that's true.
She weaves.
I weave a tale like you wouldn't believe.
That's right. All right, so she's going to be at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock, every Wednesday night.
Yes.
Drew, how many times you caught the show?
12.
12 times.
So I caught the show 17 times.
Oh. 17?
17 times.
Wow.
Couldn't get enough.
Well, the jokes can't be that old.
Well, now you're counting the 5 times we went together.
Right. No, I'm not counting that.
Oh, wow.
Not counting the 5 times. We don't count the 5 we went together.
Okay.
All right. Laugh so hard. I tell you, almost couldn't do the show. Yeah. I crap myself. Crap myself.
That's sweet.
All right. 8 o'clock, everybody.
Yeah.
Stella.
Yeah, what's up?
You're 19?
I am.
What's happening?
Well, actually, I haven't had a period for 7 months.
Uh-huh.
Whoa!
Yeah, no baby in the oven or anything. Nothing like that. I know that for a fact. But, and I'm not really sexually active or anything.
Do you have a history of abnormal periods?
When I was 13, I had to get an ultrasound, and they found ovarian cysts, and so I was put on birth control.
Multiple cysts.
Yes.
So, are you overweight?
Yeah.
Do you have...
What?
So, you may have polycystic ovarian disease, right?
Perhaps.
Okay, that needs to be...
I don't know, because whenever I was on birth control, you know, I had regular periods, and
right.
I got off birth control last December.
Understood. So, the question is, do you just have simple cysts and sort of an abnormal or unusual functioning of your pituitary, or do you actually have polycystic ovarian disease, which if you have, you kind of need to know about it. It puts you at increased risk for diabetes, and you have to really kind of get on your weight and diet and all kind of stuff, exercise.
Yeah. Well, how overweight are you? How many pounds overweight?
About 30 pounds. And
Drew.
What's
30
your,
pounds isn't enough.
Thin PCO patients get diabetes.
What's your...
Polycystic ovarian disease is a precursor.
I thought, when you said overweight, I thought you meant like morbidly obese, like 100 pounds overweight.
No, that an overweight PCO patient is at high risk for diabetes.
What's your height and weight, Stella?
I'm 6 feet tall. And I weigh about 210.
210. 6 footer.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a big girl, I know.
All right. You should really be coming in about 180.
Yeah.
And sometimes the...
hold on.
What would you like her to do?
I'll never
barf
get over
after
that.
Dinner, though? Listen to you two.
I'm just saying...
6 feet tall is very tall. You're not going to be 110 if you're 6 feet tall. That's
I know. Funny. You're going to be 140.
150.
145. Yeah, I'm just saying, we talked to a woman last week.
I'm 125 and I'm 5'3".
You're all boob.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It's a health issue.
And those
for
veneers.
Her.
They're adding weight.
It's not an aesthetic thing.
Right.
This is a health issue.
My veneers are 40 pounds.
And she needs to attend to it.
All right.
She does. If you indeed have polycystic ovarian disease, you need to get back to a gynecologist or an endocrinologist that's sensitive to these issues.
Well, I have one more thing. I heard you mention something about pituitary glands. I quit growing when I was 13.
Thank God. Jesus Christ. Are you telling me you're 6 foot at 13?
Yeah, I was like 5'9 when I got out of elementary school.
Wow, so were you like 6 foot, 200 pounds at 13?
Yeah, pretty close.
Wow, that's a lot of seventh grader.
Yeah. Thank you. You're not judging up childhood nightmares at all.
Oh, listen, I could imagine kids.
God.
Kids being
especially
cruel.
Those boys.
That's all right.
Nothing worse than a seventh
grade. They have a good
boy.
Nickname for you,
actually,
like Mount Stella
the
or something?
Actually, to other girls at that age.
You know, they weren't
to other girls, yeah.
Yes, that's where the cruelty comes from.
We're listening. What was your nickname?
it wasn't very creative, but it was very often I heard Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah,
and I knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah,
that's not as creative.
And it doesn't cut like a knife, the Jolly Green Giant. Not a great, no 13-year-old chick wants
right.
to hear it, but not too bad.
Right.
After school special kind of put down.
I think I'm well adjusted.
Okay.
But it may be a health issue here, and so, you know, again, get your gynecologist, do a thyroid function test. They need to measure your levels of pituitary hormones and whatnot. And then, but probably, if you have polycystic ovarian disease, and large women, overweight women tend to be the ones that get this. And being overweight can make you what's called oligomenorrheic, which is what you have where you don't have your periods. So it's a health issue.
But what
issue
do they
here.
Do for it?
It usually just put them on the pill, which you'd been on in the past, and then really follow the blood sugar and get them on a strict diet and exercise plan.
All right. Well, good times. Let's talk to Miller, who's 25. Miller?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, if I'm having intercourse or even oral sex or masturbating, if I don't reach orgasm within a couple of minutes, then the sensation goes away and I start thinking that I'm losing my erection, and I don't know, then it just won't happen.
You know what happens sometimes? I think guys sort of have a pseudo-climax and they become refractory after that.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's sort of a window that if it closes,
yeah.
even though they haven't ejaculated, that's
right.
it.
Right. Fool's gold.
Fool's
gold. Pyrite comes flying out of there. Dork. It's not actual. Oh. Yeah, there. Once in a while, it does feel like you have like almost a contraction,
yeah.
like you've had an orgasm. Mm-hmm. Nothing
and
comes
stay
out.
Erect?
You can usually, but you're not going to have another.
But sometimes your penis goes into the game's over. Like
yeah.
we only played six innings. We're heading back.
Oh,
we're heading
gosh.
Back in the locker room, and you're like, no. We're trying to go nine here, balls. Yeah. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miller.
Yes.
So that's all right.
Yeah, well, it's not all right for him. How this happens even when you masturbate?
Yes, if I don't reach orgasm within 3 or 4 minutes, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and what? So, do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
Wife.
Yeah, and is she okay with this?
She says she's okay with it.
Yeah, well, you have to.
Well,
you've got to keep your head in the game, basically.
What do you got to do?
You got to pay attention. Make sure you
have that orgasm in 3 or 4 minutes.
There you go.
Do you give her oral sex?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's what you do.
That's the Miller plan.
Miller
plan 2003.
Right.
Okay.
You double down on the oral.
Right.
And no woman will ever mind.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, you're a woman of supreme passion, yes?
You can forgive so many things when the oral is going well.
Yeah.
You really don't care how many minutes or what's happening or who's sore.
Right.
It's all happy memories, and it's all love, and you're the perfect one for me.
Most women would be satisfied with just a good sexual, good intercourse for like one Zeppelin song,
mm-hmm.
and then polished off
right.
for the next 16 Zeppelin songs
right.
during doing the oral.
Or vice
right?
versa.
First, Kathy likes oral first.
Yeah, oral
that's
first.
Oral first.
Oral
I think
first.
That's most.
But don't you have the O? Don't you have the O with the oral?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's when they feel
so,
most receptive after that.
Right.
Again, the receptivity thing.
Then, as our president
experience.
Would say, bring him on.
But well, so, the whole experience of receptivity, we don't have. Our brain does not have that.
Yeah, but
so the idea, when they have orgasm, it's over. It's just everything.
Yeah,
shuts
you
down.
Know what? Enough with the excuses.
No. This is
why
biology.
Don't you guys change?
This is biology.
We'll change.
Well, we have to have estrogen. Because
we'll
it's
get some.
It has Estrin.
They have everything over at Save-On.
I'm going to go talk to the Entertainment Tonight people, see if I can get on estrogen for free.
You can absolutely get a penis replacement for free.
Man show
if you
becomes
call
a woman.
Access Hollywood.
Yeah. I'll call Pat O'Brien. It'll be
He'll
a great
hook
story.
You up.
One of the man show guys turns to a chick. Tries, and then Joe Rogan
you're
nails
you're going to be so
him.
Much better in bed. You're going to be so sensitive.
It'll be great.
Now, how do you feel about the new man show? Around. Are you bitter or are you encouraging?
I've not seen it.
It's not on yet, right? Or
I don't think it's on
I
yet.
I think they're just taping him now.
Yeah.
Do you like Joe Rogan?
He's all right.
He's funny.
Yeah, he can
I don't know
be.
The other guy. Who's the other guy?
I can't remember the guy's name.
You're so bitter. I don't know.
I don't know that many stand-up comedians.
I can't believe you're looking at me and be like, I don't know his name. I guarantee you know his name. You've probably looked him up on IMDb.
Drew. Phil Kathian, please. On the amount of interest I have in other people's careers.
Zero.
And including my own.
Yeah, zero.
I don't believe that you're not competitive with the new man.
Adam, no. Adam barely gets around to his heart beating.
Yeah, I don't get around to my own stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've never looked myself up on the computer.
Yeah.
You should. I bet there's all kinds of websites. People who love you, people who hate you.
Yeah, there's all kinds of Loveline stuff and Man Show stuff, and I don't think we've ever looked at it.
No.
It's not that.
Then what are you interested in?
I like money.
He likes building houses.
I want to build houses. I want to get paid.
I can't believe you would. Never mind.
Here's the deal. Here's what I want out of show business. I want a big fat paycheck, and I want to be left alone.
Oh, I agree. I'm definitely down with that.
I would like
but
to do
I
good work
But I find to get the big paychecks, I have to do a little more research and kind of learn who I'm working with, who I'm not working with, what jobs I should go for, what jobs I shouldn't go
Maybe
for.
Maybe Kathy should work for us.
Really?
That's
work
what
for
we're
you.
Saying here.
Yeah.
You should hire her to
You know
do
what? I'm not that D-list. Okay, where now I'm the assistant to the Loveline boys.
No, but here's what happens is if you get too caught up, in, especially the computer, and punching your own name in, you'll just go insane.
I'm insane. I could punch
sure
my own name
so
in all day.
Sure, there's so many horrible lies about... first off, my name's never spelled right anywhere. I could go insane with that that alone. It takes up too much time. I go nuts. Drew, you must look up your name in the computer, yes?
No.
Really?
Never.
I don't believe either one of you.
My wife
believe you have the nerve and the gall and the audacity to look at me and be like, oh, I've never looked up myself in the computer.
When I had a web business, I would go to the website, but I never looked up beyond that.
Jimmy has done it, put my name, said, look, you got to come look at something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to work the computer that well. I've never done it.
You can't go to a Google search and put your name in?
Why? It doesn't occur to me. It just doesn't occur to me. I've never done it. I've never done it. And you've been, Ann's been here as long as I've been here, and a lot longer. And you've never seen me get on the computer and look at anything.
Well, it's not something you do in front of people.
No.
You don't say, come on over, I'm going to look up myself in the computer.
No. Well, I don't do it at home.
You do it in private.
No, I've never done it.
Doug Stanhope is the other guy.
That's right.
Who?
The other guy in the man show.
Man
show.
Stanhope.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Adam has never said anything disdainful or... anything about the new man.
But you know celebrities. You're acting like you don't know who anybody is. You know all the celebrities. You know everybody in movies. You know everybody in music.
I never hang out with them. I never talk
He's
to them.
He's never been on the show? On this show?
Who?
Doug Stanhope? No.
You sure?
Pretty sure. Yeah. I don't know. We're not that... I mean, it's not unhealthy. I'm interested in doing a good job, and then that's it. I'm not interested in looking myself up.
Well, then what are you in this business for?
Money.
Why don't... There are
money.
Other things you can do
No
for
way.
Money.
Are you kidding?
You don't have the vanity.
Not,
it doesn't matter about your TVQ or who knows you or who doesn't
not,
know you.
No. Name me something else that's going to pay
okay,
like
why
this.
Why are you a giant real estate developer?
I like building.
Just behind the scenes developer. You build the houses, you flip them.
No, I don't flip them.
No, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
I never had any capital. Never had any money. Never had any credit rating or anything.
No one would know.
I mean,
would.
I could do it now, maybe. Maybe in the next couple of years.
All right. You're both so high and mighty.
I don't like show business. I'm just not that interested.
I'm interested in reaching people. I'm interested in changing people, talking to people, making a difference.
He wants to sell his book.
And you're interested in money. He wants to reach people, help people, and I believe
right.
the third one was make a difference.
That's
you
right.
have had one answer consistently.
I would like to make money.
Wait.
How does that help anyone
to, I, wait,
or
wait,
reach
I will come
anyone?
To his aid. He is more interested in doing good work than money.
Yeah.
Doing creating good product. Good, let me
tell you this.
He just said money three times.
Money's important.
Oh, well, okay, good work. They offered me $50,000 an episode to come back and do the man show. They begged and begged and begged and begged. We said, we will pay you $50,000 an episode. I could do that show standing on my head, walking in my sleep.
Right.
Could have easily done at $50,000 a pop. And I don't know why no one ever talks about money.
I will put a strap on and co-host that show myself. You fool. You turn that down.
$50,000 a
you
pop.
You are a fool. And let me tell you something. You will never have the balls to get free veneers in your life. So don't talk to me about money and saving money and being a capitalist.
But this is a point. Make your
all
point.
Right. What did you want to do?
Huh?
So it wasn't all
So what did
money.
You do instead of taking the gig?
Nothing.
It wasn't. It wasn't. He didn't consider it good.
I was done with the man show. Jimmy was gone. It was our show.
You know, McLean Stevenson. Maybe you shouldn't get out of the game so early.
Hello, Larry.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
As if your listeners know who number one McLean Stevenson is, or have ever heard of Hello, Larry.
I've never heard of Hello, Larry.
Oh God! What's now that? Adam and I are dating ourselves compared to you. Even
he left. I know
he left MASH.
He left MASH. He did a sitcom.
He was, he was the David Caruso, or I don't even know who to compare it to now.
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right.
Forget it.
He died poor and alone.
Let's go see me at the Laugh Factory.
Lucy.
The Adam Carolla story.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, Adam, you're my role model.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, God,
I'm
why?
I'm a girl. I know that, but you're my role model. I want to marry you.
Oh no. Yeah.
Your role
okay,
model. What, so you want to be, what is it you want to do?
You'd be like, you want to date him or you want to be like him?
Well, I want to be like him. I want to have a radio show and just rant about nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right. We're okay
money and money alone.
Yeah, I
want to
be rich, too.
Well, no, yeah, Drew's right. It's not all about money, because I would have taken
don't
the man
try to
show.
Backpedal
I would have taken the man show.
No, he's interested. I know he's
all of a sudden, he's, you know, Kofi Annan.
I know
good
he's
work.
Interested in doing
good work.
Good
is what I want to do.
Not good
work. Now that you're a role model, you have to talk about your good work all of a sudden.
When are we getting married? When are you turning 18?
We can get married next summer.
How fast could you make it out to L.A.?
Oh, man.
As fast as you want me to.
I'm going to need you to lose 10 pounds.
You haven't seen her yet.
I know. She could
from
lose
Chicago.
10. She could lose 10. She's from Chicago.
Okay. That's my hometown. God bless you, Henry.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Please come see me at the Park West.
All right. Go ahead. So what's up, Lucy?
Well, I want to say, Kathy, that I think you're hilarious.
Oh, thank you, Chicago homegirl. I'm from Oak Park.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, because I've been wanting to get my nose done since I was, like, 13, and I wanted to know what you thought about, like, teenagers getting plastic surgery.
This is for me or Drew, because I've had two nose jobs.
It's
so I could probably address this better than anybody. Yeah, I had my first nose job when I was like 18, I think.
That's,
and then it,
Lucy wants.
It actually grew back, seriously, because as you get older, you probably know this, your ears and your nose grow.
Yeah.
So it's now been, I'm not going to say how many years, but it's been a few years since I've been 18.
Right.
And I literally, it basically grew back to the way it was, and I had it redone again like 6 months ago.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
It's part of the big flurry?
It's part of the flurry. But I also, you know, I also would recommend getting, like, going a little easy on the nose. Like, not getting the full-on Naomi Judd.
You know,
she's not going to know who that is.
Does she have a...
Don't get the McLean
Naomi
Stevenson.
Judd can... I don't even know how she can breathe anymore.
Really?
All right? She's
oh,
got
really?
The... Yeah. Don't get the McLean Stevenson.
You know what, Kathy...
That was a nice word.
You know, like, Kathy... Basically, the equivalent to Kathy... We'll get back to Lucy in a second here. It's like... When the mechanic has the car up on the rack, and they go, well, I guess you can get by. We can just change the pads, but as long as we're pulling the rotors, you're going to want to return them. And as long as I pull
that's
the
exactly
rotors,
it.
We got to repack those bearings. And as long as it's up on the rack,
that's it.
We better take a look at that main seal. I mean, you could bring it back again. We'd have to pull those rotors. We're going to have to charge you for that. Yeah, as long as you're down, might as well give you a boob job and some.
You know, Mr.
Butt
Money,
flaps,
it was
right?
free. Okay, so if it's free, they can change the rotors. They can put the rotors on my boobs.
That's
but you're,
right.
But you're basically then in favor of at least limited surgery.
Here's
for
the thing.
Teenager.
I'm not in favor of surgery at all. I'm openly saying that I'm insane. I am not an advocate of plastic surgery. I think women should be happy the way they are. I have a personal problem, and don't follow me.
Right.
However, if you're going to get your nose done, go to someone really good. Make sure he doesn't do some crazy scoop. Just
right.
I would say just if you have a bump, get it removed. But I would say get a smaller version of the nose you have so it'll fit your face. But make sure they have that computer thing where they can show you the nose, and it should be about $4,000. So if it's like 700, I wouldn't trust them, and if it's 10,000, I wouldn't trust
throughout
them.
Throughout the high and low,
right?
And it's also you're gonna have two shiners, and you're gonna have to wear a cast for like 3 days, and then you're gonna probably not be able to go out for about 5 days, and then put a lot of makeup on.
Hey, Lucy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, Adam.
Yeah. You get that nose job, you lose 20 pounds. You come 20? Out to LA.
It was 10 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I really started
her
thinking
her nose
about
looks chubby.
I was in Chicago a week ago. Lots of deep dish pizza and bratwurst over there.
Wait,
yeah, harsh winters, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
I bought a pin of your face off of eBay.
Oh, a pin?
Oh, God,
yeah,
help
someone
me.
Was selling homemade pins, and it was your face on it, so I bought it.
How much?
$1.
Oh, sweet!
It's infected with HIV.
Oh,
do not
Adam!
Touch it. I've
that
heard
is
about
beyond
this.
The pale.
All right, baby doll. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
18th birthday. Yeah, I think it's easy for everyone to sit around and talk about not needing plastic surgery and stuff like that. And I agree when it gets a little crazy. But if you got a schnoz that's got a big speed bump on it, mm-hmm. it's going to basically, unfortunately, we live in a society where that's going to screw you mm-hmm. about your whole life.
Yeah.
It just is.
I think something like that works. That's why I said, like, if you're very overweight, lipo is not going to work. I'm telling you,
well, no,
lipo
they
does
now,
not make you thin.
They now have a way of, with microwaves of removing, you know, large volumes of adipose. Large.
What?
Yeah, they got a new procedure.
They put the straw on you, though, and they
is
like
the straw in there?
Liquefy it.
In, but they liquefy with ultrasound large pieces of
I'm just telling volume. You, it's if you have a weight problem, it's coming back. You
yes,
can get lipo right. once a week, and it's coming back.
Well, what do you think
now,
about
that Carney Wilson. I love that operation.
What do you think about like the gastric bypass surgery?
I think it's great. I think it saves lives. I think about somebody like Chris Farley, and I think Chris would be alive today if it was that. I mean, he may still be an addict, but I mean, he would be alive today. I think about people who have died because of obesity.
John Candy, maybe.
Yeah, and they'd be alive today. I think that operation, though risky and dramatic and radical, I think when you're morbidly obese, mm-hmm. you know, I have a friend who had it, changed her life.
Really?
She lost like 120 pounds. Changed her life.
Who was that?
I'm not going to tell you.
Do I know her?
Yeah.
Did makeup?
I'm not going to tell you. But anyway.
Oh, yes. We know that. That's right.
But anyway, no, it's not that person, but it's somebody else I know. Anyway,
right.
I think it can
Kathy
be a really
just
great
threatened
thing.
Me.
She made a fist and swung at a drill. Well, it's not a. I don't. Should be ashamed of these things?
She talked about it openly, I know.
People are coming out on the news about this stuff. It's not.
It's up to her, though, to bring it
up
publicly. So.
All right. We got to take a break. We really have to take a break. So we got to talk to Candy about who this is. I got to figure
this happened
out.
Last time I was on. Remember the girl who was having the affair with someone? Built
oh, that's right.
Remember?
We talked about that for 3 weeks.
I know. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
He broadcast every night who that person was.
No.
No.
Adam.
No.
We can't even remember who
we got to take a break. I got to get on the internet and find my name. We'll be right back. Everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Kathy Griffin, dear friend and proud American in here tonight.
I am such a proud American, and I'm really tired of all the activists thinking it's bad to just love America. I freaking love America.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that, and I know it's corny, and people are going to think I'm a big old square, but after having been to Afghanistan and countries like that, which I did go to, I freaking love it here, and it's so great. And I'm not saying our president is perfect by any means. I didn't vote for him, but I'm just saying we're not perfect, but it's awesome here. Go somewhere else for even 2 weeks.
That's right.
It's awesome here. I'm telling you, I've been around the world. I've been in Indonesia.
Had the Liberia.
I've been to Uzbekistan.
It's beautiful over there.
What the hell are we going to Liberia for?
I don't know. Listen, here's the deal. Obviously, I mean, if you go back and look, historically,
why does everybody hate us? I'm sick of. I'm
jealous.
So sick of the rest of the world hating us.
They're jealous.
And I don't like that the anti-war activists can't even possibly admit, like, we really are the underdog in many ways. We are rich in a superpower, but we are also the most hated kids on the schoolyard.
Yeah.
We are. Well, and I know nobody wants to admit that because it's like politically incorrect and it's our dirty little secret. The rest of the world hates us.
Well,
they're trying to kill us.
I'll tell you why
Wake
they hate
up.
Us. Because we're like the captain of the football team, the head cheerleader.
But we're not
and the Japanese guy won the math competition. All rolled into one. All rolled into one.
I love the Japanese guy who won the math
That's
competition.
That's right. But the rest of school is jealous.
But I love him. He's real smart.
All those,
but I like having them around.
All those goth homos are jealous of us.
I like the goth guys, too. They're cool.
But they're jealous. They don't like you. Because you got too much.
I'm tired of everybody I liking not liking me.
Yeah.
I want the rest of the world to like us because we like them like a bunch of suckers.
They get free.
You know what? Everybody hates us, but Liberia wants us to clean up their dirty work.
I know, and they're angry at us because we didn't do it fast enough.
Like Iraq, one day of flags, and the next way, boom, we're going to shoot you at the supermarket.
Yeah. I
hate the Iraqis. There, I said it.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Well,
they're not peaceful.
You don't have to worry about
have you seen the Shiites? with walking with the cutting their heads open, having those marches where they cut their head. We're gonna let those fools run a country?
Sure.
I don't like the Shiites. There, I said it.
Yeah. No, they're only different. It's a cultural
thing. No, they're not different. They're fools. Who the hell's going to let them run a country? They're walking down the street cutting their heads open like fools.
You can't judge.
Judging a culture.
Oh yeah, that's right. I judge the
culture.
They're
all equal. They're all equal. They're all equal.
Yeah, let me say this. If you go back and you just...
You cannot let religion run a country. You can't.
You just look at the... I know. Look what happened to Utah.
Go back. Adam.
Look throughout the world. Just look historically at every civilization that's been around. Yeah. It's a tall order to start a country and to run it properly.
Yeah. Well, we have to occupy it. I'm sorry. We occupied Germany for five years.
Calm down.
It's called an occupation because that's what it is and that's what it should be. We're going to let those fools run their own country?
All right. Calm down.
They can't even put up a kiosk. Sick of it.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to have a successful society. It really is. Historically...
And ours is not perfect. I'm not saying this country is perfect.
They're like restaurants. Like 9 out of 10 of them fail in the first year.
Yeah.
They just don't work. Yeah, all of them had a glory day and then fell horribly and burned.
Liberia.
Right. Now,
God's sake.
We don't have a perfect society, but it's a relative thing. Huh. Seeing how societies are very difficult, it's kind of like... Here's what I look at. Here's what America's like. Guy's playing Major League Baseball. He's batting 400. The rest of the world is going, this guy only gets a hit 4 times out of every 10 times he goes up to the plate. It's like, yeah, but you're only hitting .125, and that's what the whole rest of the world is hitting. Our 400, that makes us all stars.
Mm-hmm.
It may be less than half. Mm-hmm. It may not sound that great to people, but you know what? We're hitting 400, and we're going to the Hall of Fame. And you wussies are platooning, and you're hitting .125. That's what I'm saying.
And everybody wants the 400 guy in the team, too.
Oh, yeah. They do.
They all want the 400 guy when it's their turn at bat.
They do. But let me tell you, all these half-a-fag left-wing commies that live in this country, they sit around.
You can't say half-a-fag.
I didn't say whole fag.
Okay, sorry.
Keep going.
They sit around. I don't want to offend Kathy's pink army.
Please, I have my people listening. Adam, there goes ticket sales.
They all sit around and they go, couldn't you be doing better? Couldn't you be hitting 500? Why aren't you doing better? Yeah, in Canada they have all these pussies talking about, you know, if a Republican gets voted into office, I'm moving. They never move. Barbara Streisand just goes back to her ranch in Malibu. They never end up moving. They're not going anywhere. Meanwhile,
Canada's protected by the ocean and the North Pole. Who the hell's going to attack Canada?
All you need to know is who's dying to get into this country.
Everybody.
The rest of the world.
Everybody
That's right.
wants to come here.
That's
so
right.
Horrible.
That's right.
And they want to come and kill us half the time.
How many gringos get killed each year crossing the road and trying to make it from San Diego into Tijuana?
Maybe the occasional criminal is trying to leave the country.
Never happens. Yeah, once in a while,
some guy killed his wife and he wants to go over there. Right. Maybe Kobe will head over there.
Right, right. Yeah, that's
and
right.
And let me just say another thing. Yes. Now that I'm off. Get ready.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Kobe did it. We all know it. And I'm so sick of everybody saying that he didn't do it. And all you men mm-hmm. who think you know,
mm-hmm.
this girl has nothing to gain from accusing him.
Right.
All right? She's not going to write a book and get money. She's not going to do Playboy and get money.
Well, she could.
This girl's life, but she's not going to.
How do you know?
Because they never do. Historically, they never have. Everyone said that about Anita Hill. Remember poor Anita Hill? Because Clarence Thomas sexually harassed her. And it was, she's doing it for the money. She wants to humiliate him so she can do it for the money. She never wrote a book. She never did one single paid interview.
She made a fortune on the speaker circuit.
Oh, not a fortune.
A fortune. Enough for new veneers.
She traded them out.
All right, listen to me. This poor girl would not... First of all, she didn't try to extort him. She went to the police and pressed criminal charges. She's not doing it for the money.
Well,
this guy's an athlete. Wake up! Wake up, you fools! I'm so sick of you guys going, wait a minute. An athlete may have sexually assaulted someone,
but
he seems so nice on interviews.
Yeah.
If I hear one more person go, I saw him on an interview and he seemed too nice to do that.
Well,
this girl's life is ruined. Her life is ruined.
I'll tell you a couple of things. First off, Kobe Bryant's, you know, him giving it to you is not the worst day of your life. I mean, I got to be honest with you.
Really? Raping
you? He's a good-looking guy.
Is not the worst day of your life. Do you really want Kobe Bryant
nice
to hold you
guy.
Down? Which he could, by the way.
He had a
hold
knee,
you
a
down
knee
and
injury.
Give it you up the butt. You want it up the butt forcibly where you're bleeding. No, but I'm trying to do a comparison.
I see.
Adam, you actually want to be sodomized where your butthole is bleeding by Kobe Bryant because you think he's a good-looking guy.
I'm a pretty big Laker fan.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Let me just, poor girl. Let me just say a couple things.
19 years old.
I agree the guy's guilty, too.
Well, he's guilty. We know for sure he had sex with her.
Here's why he's guilty. Because nobody holds a press conference with their wife next to him and explains how they had intercourse with a woman unless there's a little more that they ain't talking about.
With this fake crying.
Yes. I was explaining this theory to Drew and his wife, and unfortunately my wife, and then halfway into it I realized that I was sinking my own ship here, because I was saying, whatever you admit to, you did a little bit more.
It's a fraction of what you really did.
If she finds out you went to the strip club, then you admit to the strip club, but you don't admit to the lap dance.
Sure.
If you got a hand job, you admit to the lap dance.
Yeah.
You knock it, you go a notch or two below, and it makes you sound innocent because you go, well, why would he admit that? You know what I mean? He's coming clean,
sure,
in other words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there with your wife, and by the way, they're practically newlyweds.
By the way, she's a year out of high school.
You had intercourse with somebody.
That's the big problem, this whole thing.
Of course it is. He marries an 18-year-old while she's in high school.
Well, he's 24. He's too young.
Oh, fine, but high school, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, there's probably more here.
Nobody wants an education anymore.
But put it this way. Nobody has a press conference and admits everything they did absolutely. Do they? There's a little part that they leave out, and that's the part.
And another thing, and let me just say this, because I'm so sick and tired of people saying, and I can't believe how many people say this, including women, saying, well, if a girl doesn't want to get raped, she shouldn't have gone up to the room.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, wake up. When you are a 19-year-old girl, and you're in a small town, and what I mean by that is not a giant throbbing metropolis, and if Kobe Bryant, and I will be honest about this, when I was 19 years old, and I lived in,
you could do worse.
And I lived in.
You could do worse as a rapist. I mean,
when
your raper could be some fat, drunken guy.
When I lived in Oak Park, Illinois, and I was 18 years old, if someone really famous said to me, oh, I'll give you an autograph, come up to the room later, I would have done it. And I'm from Chicago. I'm not like a stupid, you know, like country bumpkin kid. This poor girl probably thought she was going to get an autograph. Maybe she even had some stupid idea of making out. Okay, no, you don't get to rape her by virtue of the fact that she walked in the door. I'm so sick and tired of people. They said that about Desiree Washington and Tyson.
Hold on. Let me talk to Drew for a second.
Yeah.
This explains, I never told you this, but Kathy blew Dick Gaudier in 1981.
Look.
This is what she's talking about.
He wouldn't have come to the room if he didn't know I was going to blow him.
All right, go
ahead.
Okay,
who's the real victim there?
But again, to me, this is all symptomatic of how men have been raised with the idea that women think the way men do.
Mm-hmm.
A man would never go up to the room
of
a celebrity female that he's attracted to unless he had intention to go as far as he possibly could. And so, you know, guys are raised with the idea that women have the exact same sex drive, exact same ideas about relationship, experience things exactly the same way, when in fact we have different, our brains work differently, we have different expectations, and if you aren't sensitive and respectful of that, you make some huge mistakes.
But also, you guys, 19 is very young. Women are extremely naive.
Yep.
And the power of celebrity is so powerful.
Doesn't make it right.
Doesn't make his behavior right. Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah, doesn't make it right. But let me say this. Mm-mm.
And I'm so sick of people saying, well, you know, she didn't get on American Idol, so she had it coming. What? What's that connection?
No, I don't know. Who cares about
American Idol?
I don't know what that connection is either.
You know what?
People.
Nobody's raping Ruben Studdard. Okay, nobody's raping Ruben Studdard.
Kobe may have gotten him too.
Oh,
that's going
to
break tomorrow.
He went up to the room.
He's a good-looking man, that Kobe is.
Oh, that poor girl. Will you admit that her life is ruined, Drew? Admit it. She's going to
be
raped over the coals.
Her picture's
already all over the internet.
Yeah, she could
People are saying she was, you know, she tried to kill herself. What teenage girl hasn't thought of suicide? That's what teenagers do.
She attempted, evidently, but that doesn't.
Ah, big deal. If I had a dime for all of my friends that attempted suicide, I'd have $2.
Let me say this.
BFD.
Yeah.
Attempted suicide.
There's another thing that's going on here that no one is really talking about either, which I think is marginally racist, which is no one really says it, but it's like the unspoken thing is Kobe's one of the good ones kind of thing. Mm. Like everyone's talking about how squeaky clean he is and what a great guy is and stuff. I don't think that anyone ever thought he was a great guy. It's just that he's not one of the troublemakers. He's not Allen Iverson. He's not covered with tattoos. He's not. Right. He doesn't hate the white man. You know, I think there's like an element of that. I don't know that anyone knew him that well. I mean, you never you never heard him on the lecture circuit or anything.
Right,
you
right.
know what I mean? Like, it, close your eyes and think of what Kobe Bryant stands for, what you ever heard him say. Mm-hmm. No, he does not covered with tattoos. He's not trash-talking. Yeah. He's not in his coach's face. He's not throwing a folding chair at a referee. So it's kind of like, he's a good one. But I think there's a sort of racist thing going on in a certain sense. I don't think he's that great. He just doesn't act out.
I didn't know.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know we were really cutting the crap. So
yeah.
Let's really cut the crap, shall
all
we?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Let's name five African Americans on one hand who would, in a million years, ever stand up for this poor white girl. Because let me tell you something.
All right.
The entire African American community is going to stand by this guy. I don't care how much physical evidence there is. And Drew, you know how much physical evidence you have to get an indictment in a rape case. You need hard physical evidence.
But all you right. can make the same case.
I'm going to, white people are condemning the black guy too.
It's
though.
Very. No, they're not. Are you kidding?
No.
White sports fans worship this guy. That's.
I'm going to say.
I want to see some members of the African American community
right,
not
I,
afraid
I got some.
To stick up for this girl.
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas is secretary.
Oh, my God.
Miss Coke Pube. What is her name? That we were just talking about.
Anita Hill.
Yeah, Anita Hill. Anita Hill's going to stand up.
She wasn't a secretary.
Or whatever she was.
Law clerk.
Yeah, I don't know. Shine of shoes. I don't know what she did.
Secretary, law clerk are a little bit different. Oh, that is so typical.
His gal pal. The
gal
point
pal.
Is, she's going to stand up for this girl. That's my point.
When's the last time you ever heard from Anita Hill?
She's on the circuit.
What?
All right.
We got to
take a break. Tina Turner.
We'll stand up.
Tina Turner.
I think Ike might
Tina
too.
Turner is German
Ike,
now.
Ike
she's
might.
Not even, I don't know what she is. She's Germanic in some way.
Ike Turner will be in.
Ike's going to stand up for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
raise the bar a little bit, shall we? We can do maybe a little better than Ike Turner.
Let's take ourselves a little break. That's what we do. Let's all just cool down. I am livid. We're going to come back. We're going to take some calls.
Apparently nobody gets raped. The girl always wants it.
All right.
As long as there's an athlete involved, because they're gods in our society.
Let's get some African-American callers to give their point of view, so it's not a bunch of white people sitting up here talking about
it. Who cares what color they are? This poor girl got raped,
and
he's an athlete, so you all think he's untouchable.
No,
and he's got the money and the lawyers, and he's going to buy his innocence, just like all rich people do.
Yeah, nothing
just
wrong
like
with
I
that.
Would if you, I ever killed yeah. someone.
Oh, you trade out for a lawyer. You'd like blow Cochran and then get him in
call
there.
Call Access Hollywood?
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Well, I don't want to take a bunch of Kobe Bryant calls. We got kids with ingrown pubes that we need to talk to after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. And tonight we have the newest face in comedy. It's the newest 40-year-old face you're ever going to see.
That's right. It's brand spanking new. I'm actually, in about 6 months, I'm going to get my first head transplant.
Yeah.
That's where I have a completely different head. You order it from J. Crew.
Speaking of crazy cosmetic surgery, have you seen Burt Reynolds on those Mako car painting commercials?
Poor thing.
He's just looking like he has, like, syphilis is eating
right.
his brain or something. Like,
what's he doing?
It's just
his facial scars are, like, tucked into his wig at this point.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can actually see where they pulled the skin back. His ears are behind his head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he's had a bunch of crazy plastic surgery.
Right.
But the other part is he's doing commercials for a place that pulls dents out of fenders.
Yeah.
Oscar nominee. The guy was the biggest box office, celebrity in the world for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what he's doing, and I can't figure out where all his money went and what the hell happened.
Lonnie took his money.
Lonnie
got half. And now he's got the other young wife. You got to be careful with the young wife. Sometimes it leads to a lot of surgery and a Mako commercial.
Mike?
Hello.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend, we've been going out for maybe 7 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And she will not have sex with me. We've done all sorts of other stuff. We've had oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
We've done even, like, kinkier things like a...
You're virgin, Mike?
Wait, hold on. Can I just hear the kinky thing?
Yeah.
We've done snowballing and s'mores. And
no, you never did any
okay,
of that.
Okay, what...
You never did any
what
of that.
What is snowballing?
What's a s'more?
What's a s'more? I love s'mores.
I'm gonna demonstrate the snowball.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Adam.
Drew, chub up. I got to... snowballing.
You have to kiss Kathy afterwards.
Snowballing.
What does chub up mean?
Snowballing. Don't be so naive, baby. Snowballing is where I drop
it's
my
winter.
Load in Kathy's mouth, and then we like French kiss.
Ew! How does either party benefit?
Yeah. And
what's
that's the,
what's
the
s'more?
That's
the
snowball. And then I also do the pink snowballs too. That's when I have an infection.
Ew.
It's the yellow snowball.
Do you think s'mores includes poo?
No, I'm just saying.
I hope not. I don't want to eat poo.
Drew, I'm just saying, what were those pink ones? Remember those pink snowballs?
Yeah, with the coconut outside.
Yeah, they have the red ones too. It's disgusting. All right, so Mike, what else do you claim to do? The s'more?
Yeah, have you heard of that?
Yeah.
No.
The s'more is where I crap into a graham cracker.
I knew it involved poo.
No.
Ew.
And then I, what? What? How do you do the s'more, Mike?
I crap on her chest.
Okay. You know what? Chest.
Yeah,
and then she puts it all in her mouth.
Okay, I'd actually like to have my period in your face right now, bastard. What kind of callers call this show?
I'd like to do that.
When is it going to change?
I'd like to do that, and then like a Magic Johnson to hawk a loogie in your mouth. Hey, Mike,
listen,
you're a virgin dweeb who's never been close to a boob in your pathetic life.
Oh,
be honest.
Come on, Adam.
Be honest, Buzz. I can hear it in your voice.
Hey, Adam, I got a fart. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I would.
Sorry, it was a dud.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one.
That was not a real fart.
Oh, yeah. What else was that?
I didn't get into the mic.
His mouth isn't down
there.
The
mic
no,
my
please
ass.
Tell me that was a sound effect that the engineers do.
No. What do you mean laughing for?
Oh, my God. That is the limit. That is so disgusting.
Yeah, that was sweet.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get some of my period. Hold on.
Yes.
And
queef.
I'm going to throw it on you.
Queef. Oh,
yeah, that's right. How do you like that, buddy?
Oh,
big
so
talker.
Horrible.
God, I can't believe you cut one.
How old are you? I wasn't.
How old are you? 13?
I'm 39 years young. I'm 39
oh,
years young.
God, and how long have you been doing that?
Farting?
No, I mean doing like bits where it's a fart.
Well, that wasn't a setup call. That was what you call serendipity.
But how long have you been doing that for your buddies, for fun?
Oh, farting on my friends?
Yeah.
Oh, every day.
For how long?
Since I've had friends. I mean, you know, since I've been social, probably
30
six.
Years.
36 years.
30 years, I'd
when
say.
Is it enough, Adam? When is the final fart?
I keep asking
30
myself
30 years,
that.
And it's still funny to you.
You know, but it's like saying, when is your last beat off? When is your last slice of pizza? You know what I mean? It never ends. It never ends.
That has never happened to me in my 32 years.
Never farted on anybody?
No, I've never been farted in a mic, and then...
You know what's interesting? Again, another difference between men and women.
I'll weep for you when I get
home. For women, women do not find this funny.
It's disgusting.
It's serious business.
I'm afraid to inhale.
I'm afraid to inhale.
I don't know.
For a guy, it's forever funny to matter what.
I feel like there's a brown cloud in the room, like a Peanuts cartoon or something. Oh, gross.
Listen, I go over and fart
this
on guys'
This would never happen on
work.
Rick D's.
Oh, this it's the best it's the best day of my life. Oh, apart,
God, this would never happen on Valentine.
Kylie?
Speaking of other radio shows, but Lycus is talking about who the girl was that was the victim of Kobe's thing.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Thing.
Anyway. All right. Oh, that's good.
All right, Kylie.
Kylie.
Hey, what's going on?
You're 23?
Yeah, 23.
What's up?
I've been having sex for 8 years, and I try to use condoms as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what type of condoms I use, I can't stay hard until orgasm. Now, 2 years ago, Trojan came out with a new condom called the Supra, which was polyurethane, and I tried that, and I could stay hard, you know, to orgasm, and it was fine, but I found out that when I started using them enough, that they busted about 25% of the time at an inopportune time.
Maybe as a barbed dork. Do you have any sharp edges on that thing?
No sharp edges. And I don't know what to do because I want to be safe, but I don't want to take the risk of using the Super all the time.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend at the moment.
Oh, okay.
When I did, you know, we only used condoms at certain times because she was on birth control. And when we did use condoms, when she, like, was switching birth controls, you know, I still couldn't stay hard with the other ones. And
hold for a second.
This is Sheil calling from the Ramsey Corporation.
Right. I get the distinct feeling that it's some sort of setup call.
Where, but who the hell cares about condoms?
I have never had a condom break in my life. Like, I always hear these stories. I don't think I've ever had a condom break in my life.
Yeah.
It's very unusual, right?
And, let me tell you this.
No,
Kathy's
right.
Coos has seen more condoms than they...
I mean, thousands.
Hey,
let's be honest.
Miles bar. Of condoms.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks,
but
sure.
But there was the old improv
right
guys. You
roll
know.
It right over the joke part. Just, that's a good...
Okay.
Good instincts there, Drew. Right. We got to talk about that one day.
Ouch.
All right. Drew's mad at me because I tell him not to roll over my jokes.
I know. He's trying to actually help people.
Yeah. Yeah, by making his own crappy jokes?
No, by talking about condom percentages.
Kylie?
Yeah. I mean, I'd never heard of any condoms breaking before. And when I was talking to my friend, they had never had them happen either. But
yeah.
I mean,
well, what about polyurethane, Drew? Do they break more?
They're really thin condoms, though.
That's, I think, the point Kylie's making.
All right.
And I don't know. I prefer you just to come clean and say you've read some research and it just shows 25% failure rate.
No, I mean,
no,
this is with me, I'm saying.
He's just exaggerating, and also, sometimes stuff happens where you get two bad ones out of your last 10, and it seems like...
Are you using them properly, rolling them down, leaving room, all that stuff?
Yeah, I've had probably 8 busts, honestly.
All right, well, use a different brand.
Well, he's tried everything, and polyurethane's the only thing that's sensitive.
That's
the only thing that I can...
And you're using it for contraceptive and not for STD control, right? Primarily.
Right.
Use animal skin. And why is polyurethane so much more sensitive?
It's thinner.
It is. I don't know why.
It's thinner, but it shouldn't break more readily. I mean, I don't know of any data that suggests they're more easily broken.
All right. Well, maybe it's his technique.
Well, that's what I was asking, whether he's putting it on properly and this kind
of thing. No, I mean his effing technique.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if you're going to wear a condom, you got to pay attention to it. You got to be aware. You can't just lose yourself in it.
All right. Yeah.
It's going to slip off.
Seeing plumes of smoke coming from your nuts. It's time to slow it down a little.
Exactly.
And then hose it. I hit it with a hose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm cutting like a
I just can't believe you asked him before if he has a barbed dork. Is that a real thing?
You quiet down or I'll fart again.
Do people have barbed dogs?
Maybe it's a piercing.
Dogs
ask
do.
About that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, he would have said something about a piercing. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. Where'd the time go, Drew?
It flew by.
Yes.
I wish I would have spoken up more.
Yeah,
I really do.
Next time we got to encourage Kathy to speak up.
We got to get
people
to know the
know,
real
People didn't
know
I was here.
I can imagine.
I know. She's so demure, isn't she?
Yeah.
Quiet.
A little wallflower.
Mm-hmm. Well.
You feel
guilty.
She's like, you know what
we
she's like?
We overpowered her tonight.
She reminds me of a little chicklet that's been injured.
Dainty.
You take her home and nurse her back to health.
Yeah.
Health and then give her a good tit effing.
Yeah. It was so nice until the tit effing. You mean with your barbed dork?
Yeah.
Barbed dork. That is going to haunt me on the way home.
Little gas go. Give her s'more.
God, I knew the s'more included poo.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, what's the marshmallow part and the graham cracker?
I can get the marshmallow part. I can do the math on that.
Marshmallow is the same thing as using
a
snowball.
But what's the graham cracker?
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah,
that's the mashing of the boobs.
Kids, please don't go out and do s'mores.
I could tell that guy, by the way. I knew it was bogus because he sounded like Richie Cunningham in the fifth grade saying, I pulled a s'more. His voice is cracking the whole time. I was like, hey, please. Never squeezed a boob in your life, you little punk. All right, well, that's a happy note to go out.
Yeah, good times,
yeah,
huh?
That's great.
Kath, you come back anytime.
Oh, you boys are adorable.
Wednesday nights at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock. See the new and improved Kathy Griffin. Dear, dear, dear friends.
Yes.
And if you look around, you might just catch Drew and I in the back row.
Again.
Laughing our collective asses off. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.